Yep, he's planning another project. So this Father's Day at Lowe's, tap into free gifts for dad. Get a free select Craftsman power tool when you buy a Craftsman V20 charger with 2 amp hour and 4 amp hour batteries. Plus, get a free DeWalt power tool when you buy a select 20 volt max XR 4 amp hour battery kit. Dad knows our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 7/14 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The catastrophe in East Palestine, Ohio, unresolved. I welcome Selina Zito of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the Washington Examiner, the New York Post, writing about across the river, East Liverpool, and a photograph of a very handsome young man, Mayor Greg Bricker, standing on the hillside, looking over the Ohio River. It's a beautiful valley. And yet now we have to deal with the damage to both sides of the river. Selina, a very good evening to you. Mayor Bricker, how does he see his work now? What does East Palestine mean to him and to his constituents? Good evening to you.
Good evening. So East Liverpool and East Palestine, both in Ohio, there is an incinerator in East Liverpool where the toxic soil and the fire water has been brought by rail to this town. It's only like 17 miles away from East Palestine. However, because of the hills and the valleys and the curves, it takes almost an hour to get from one to the other. This incinerator, Heritage Thermal, has been there since the 90s. It's been controversial since the moment that it was built. I can remember as a young mother watching Charlie Sheen get in trouble for, not Charlie Sheen, Martin Sheen, the Hollywood actor, get arrested for trying to stop its opening in 1991. You know, a lot, there is so much unknown about what came from that soil and that water from that initial derailment and then the subsequent controlled burn and from the highly toxic vinyl chloride that people in East Palestine, I mean, in East Liverpool, but also in Beaver County, Chester, West Virginia, they all, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia, all converge at that point in East Liverpool. They don't know what's coming out of the smokestacks from Heritage Thermal. And that's where all the concern is right now.
This is the beautiful Ohio River. And the question is, that's the drainage for the Ohio River Valley. Is the logic is that whatever's in the soil at East Palestine is headed to the Ohio. Is that something you've heard?
Yeah, so all the tributaries, Sulphur Run, Leslie Run, all those little, the Beaver, Big Beaver Run, all these tributaries, water sources all empty into the Ohio, and that empties into the Mississippi and empties into the Gulf and all goes downhill. And so that is the concern about what is in there. And part of the big reason why there is so much concern is that the EPA has been very short on answers. They just forced Norfolk Southern to test for dioxins. If that's the case, we've got a lot of trouble in for generations coming out of that valley if there are dioxins found in the water and the soil and the air.
When we spoke a week past, East Palestine was experiencing a shunning by local neighborhoods because the high school teams declined to come to East Palestine to play. You also mentioned, I think, that the restaurants were finding it difficult to get customers. Is that extending to other cities around East Palestine? Is that extending to East Liverpool?
Well, not to East Liverpool as of yet. And I don't know that it will. I don't know that many people are putting two and two together. But, you know, as this story grows and as the lack of attention is sort of talked about by the federal government, I think that we are going to see more stories and more questions and more reporting on what happened in those moments after the derailment.
I have this story from Ohio. I believe this is from Akron, Ohio, the Akron Beacon. Norfolk Southern's tracks run through Hudson, a diagonal patch etched in steel and wood bisecting the city of 23,000. And then it asks this question. It's not difficult to imagine East Palestine disaster unfolding in a place like Hudson. So we're talking about other communities in the area where Norfolk Southern rolls. Now, they're but for the grace of God thinking. Have you heard this as well? For both sides of the river, both counties, maybe even more counties, anywhere where Norfolk Southern rolls, there has been another derailment.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, traditionally, it's very hard to be anywhere in this country when you're not within a couple miles of a rail track. We all are. I mean, this is something that everyone should be thinking about and everyone should be concerned about and everyone should be frustrated by the lack of communication and accountability and transparency that Norfolk Southern has operated under. And a lot of times the government has allowed them in the days and weeks following this this derailment. They have given Norfolk Southern permission to be evasive.
East Palestine, the original catastrophe. Since we talked, I've read again and again remarks by observers, people who live in the area, and experts that the controlled burn. Can we review that, Selena? You said that you saw the explosion. You were hiking, I believe, near Pittsburgh, and you thought that Pittsburgh had been bombed. Is there an explanation for that so-called controlled burn? Because it now looks, when I look at a photograph, it looks worse than the original event.
It was worse than the original event. Now, but although the original derailment was loud and there were several booms in a row as each car slammed into the other one, the controlled burn was not loud, but it looks like it would have been loud. It looks like a massive mushroom cloud. And it was a massive mushroom cloud filled with smoke and fire. But what they did was release. It was a recommendation by Norfolk Southern to the governors of Ohio and Pennsylvania, Mike DeWine and Josh Shapiro, to do this, with Norfolk Southern telling them it was the least of two evils to do. However, both governors are now regretting that decision. They thought that they were making the right call. I understand that. I get that. But now, as the vinyl chloride, I mean, you just walk through any community within 10 miles of this event, and it smells like bubble gum.
Right.
It really has this sweet smell to it. And you know, you might say, oh, well, at least it doesn't smell like sulfur. Well, you smell it and you know there's a problem all around you.
Is that the dioxin you're smelling? Do we
yes.
have an identity? So the
yeah.
bubble gum is the dioxin, and that's the
No, it's the vinyl chloride. Yes, it's the toxic dioxin, and it's it ain't good.
Well, I have a guest essay by Judith Enck in the New York Times within these hours, former regional administrator of the EPA, so an expert in terms of threats. She writes, dioxins are some of the most potent carcinogens on Earth. There's no safe dose for humans. Pregnant women and young children are especially vulnerable. What? I'm reading this in the New York Times. you understand that that is not a source of provocation to the Biden administration. Is the scale of this reaching Washington? It's a puzzle, Selena. I feel like I'm talking to Chernobyl and nobody's much paying attention.
That's exactly how it feels to residents. And you know, I'm working on a story right now. It'll be in the Sunday Post Gazette about people in Darlington, Beaver County, which are directly downstream of the controlled burn. And I was standing in the back of the municipal building with a couple of police officers and a couple families. And it's a beautiful wooded area. There's a stream behind it, one of the tributaries. There's a walking trail. And there wasn't, it was a beautiful day. It was 71 degrees. There wasn't a bird in sight. That doesn't mean they died, although as of 2 weeks ago, the Ohio Natural Resource Center said that over 45,000 animals have died because of this spill. However, you know, you have to wonder if birds are saying, hey, you know, we're not going over there because that air ain't good, or that water's not good, or that grass isn't good. Because there wasn't a bird in sight. And in Western Pennsylvania, that is just completely unheard of. Even in winter, there's cardinals and blue jays, let alone on a warm day where you would see sparrows and robins and hawks and eagles. There was nothing. It's so quiet. It's like, it's very eerie.
Back to the Heritage Thermal Services, the waste incinerator at East Liverpool. Right now, have the residents been assured that there's no additional risk? They're hauling the material from East Palestine, so the roads have some risk, but that what I'm seeing coming out, this is right on the Ohio River. I mean, it's a beautiful part of the world. Has everybody been satisfied that the incinerator is not different now than it was before?
No, this incinerator has a terrible history of not good behavior. And that's not my opinion. You just place Heritage Thermal into the search at EPA, and there are a lot of violations releases into the environment, and none of them are good. And so, no, the locals are not comfortable. They're not happy.
Selena Zito, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the Washington Examiner, the New York Post, the first responders, they were the ones on the explosion night and the controlled burn night in East Palestine showed up. What about them across America, the volunteer fire departments and first responders to ambulance? How are they doing? Selena asked. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casinos, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.